Hello, Internet. This is Human Spence and ESE Insight calling. Another 7 days, another week closer to this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Coming up, Spain keeps it simple. When is a theatre not a theatre? And 1 million discotheques! Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to another Insight News podcast with myself, Ewan Spence. 7 days of the Eurovision Song Contest news coming at you right now. And of course, remember, we've got a website for all of this as well, eseinsight.com. You can support us on Patreon, eseinsight.com/Patreon or patreon.com/eseinsight. It's kind of like a, is it a palindrome, I mean. Oh well, I'll read the comments if I got it wrong. Anyway, great to have you. We're going to go over the results from last weekend of who's going forward to try and represent their countries at the Song Contest, what's happening in all the countries as they set up their contests and their songs and everything. But we're going to kick off with what's happening at the very top of the tree and the main organisation of the contest. Okay, those of you who are looking to have your great party of fun and song, remember your dates, 18th and the 20th of May for the semi-finals and the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest itself, 22nd of May. Yes, yes, that feels like it's a long way away, but there's lots of music to go under then. There's lots of decisions to be made, not least how exactly the song contest is going to happen. You're all aware now of the various scenarios that might happen, from everybody gets to go in through to just send us videotapes and we'll run it like a clip show. One of those decisions has to be about the audience. Some of the national finals we're seeing this year have specially invited audiences. Some of them have no audiences at all. The decision on who will be in the auditorium at the Ahoy Theatre is likely going to run much later than the decision on the actual sort of production of the show. There could be a decision, according to executive producer Tsitsi Bakker, as late as mid-April on if there will be an audience, who will be allowed in the audience, and the procedures for that. As always, we'll keep an eye on that and let you know here. One of the interesting things, of course, though, is this year's Eurovision Song Contest, like many people's events, has to be planned at home by the crew. The official website has just started a series of articles looking through the keyhole to the behind the scenes in people's homes as they prepare for May's spectacular song, starting with stage producer Carson Stoughton and executive producer Astrid Dutrinit. You'll find that Eurovision.tv. Saturday nights are, of course, national final nights, which means we have the results card to go down. But, of course, there's also national finals on Monday. So let's actually start there. Last Monday was Israel's announcement of the winner of their selection song contest, because Eden Alen, who had been due to go last year to Rotterdam, was invited back by broadcaster Kant. So it's just a matter of selecting the song. It's been run over a convoluted process over the last 2 or 3 months of online voting and internal assessments, the sort of thing that Lithuania used to be wonderful at doing. And Eden Alen has finally had her song picked for her with over 70% of the public vote. She will be singing Set Me Free when we get to Rotterdam in May. Three songs ran. Speaking of Lithuania, Heat 2 of Let's Try Again saw five more qualifiers in their search for the Eurovision song for 2021. Through to the semi-final are Aist Broken Leg, Norbertas, Evita Kololo, Gabrielis Vigelis and Gebrasi winning the night with the song Where Do You Wanna Go? 10 ran. We also saw the first live performance of The Roop's Discotheque, which had been given a direct to final ticket, given that The Roop had the ticket for 2020. The video for the song is now the fastest music video by a Lithuanian artist to reach 1 million views on YouTube. So, you know, that's quite a lot of competition for those who are going to get, who are now at the semi-finals, 10 there, 5 to go through to the final. Over in Norway, Heat 2's first round duel saw Daniel Owen go forward past Ketty Stokkan, while Rayleigh took the win of Maria Solheim. Then the gold duel saw Rayleigh take on Daniel, and Rayleigh taking the ticket through to Norway's grand final. as you can tell, for Ran. Maria, Daniel and Ketty will go to a second chance repechage round for the final ticket into the grand final. The heats continue in Norway and in Lithuania this weekend. One note on internal selections. This weekend, it's finally been officially confirmed that Natalia Gordienko will be returning to represent Moldova in 2021. She recorded her song with the so-called Dream Team of songwriters back in 2020, and it's almost certain that Philip Kirkorov continues to be involved with the project. Now, we all know the favourites, the big hitters and the almost certain victories in this national final season, but what about the songs at the other end of the scale?
Hiya, Ellie Chalkley here. You may recognise me from such podcasts as this one, and also from Twitter, where I've been regularly asking you if you've heard the song that will win Eurovision yet. My favourite thing about national final season is not necessarily the excitement of filling up the starting grid for the big contest in May, although obviously I do enjoy spreadsheet time as much as the next Eurofan. But what I really enjoy is the voyage of musical discovery that leads me to become hopelessly attached to a song that has almost no chance of going to Eurovision. These songs aren't necessarily laden with hooks, they don't necessarily have a slick stage show, they're usually a little bit odd, a little bit experimental, and they're often something that with the best will in the world wouldn't have been a good idea to centre the contest anyway. But that 3 minutes of airtime during the national final sparks something. This year, Lithuania has been pretty good for that kind of thing. I've got two faves that would have been absolutely disastrous as Eurovision songs, but are right up my street. Black Spikes' all-female metal shouting, a song called I Don't Care, and A Cosmic Bride's Solitary Star, which reminded me of early Joanna Newsom. Wow. Now, one of my favourite national final lost causes came from the audio-only Latvian pre-selection round for the 2018 contest. They'd put all of their competing songs online with their artist names removed and asked Eurofans to give the thumbs up or thumbs down. One song in particular caught my ear, a 70s witchy metal sound with huge female vocals. It was called It's Time, and it progressed no further, and I couldn't find the published name of the artist anywhere. I thought the song was lost forever. All I had was this unlabeled MP3. It took over a year of idly googling Latvian doom metal and sorting through Spotify searches to find out that It's Time was by a band called Canzone. So glad was I when I found the artist's Bandcamp page that I bought a physical copy of their album. The band were curious as to why they suddenly had a fan in Scotland, and we entered into a friendly correspondence, swapping Christmas cards even. And I'd love to be able to see them gig one day. So if your heart's favourite doesn't even make it out the preliminary heats this year, don't despair. There could be a musical adventure waiting for you.
Ellie Chalkley there with this week's little editorial opinion spot. Okay, country news now. In roughly alphabetical order, let's start with Austria. A quick one there to start with. Vincent Bueno, another artist returning from 2020, has started the recording process for Austria's song for 2021. We also have confirmation that the song has been penned by Ashley Hinklin, who wrote the song for Belgium in 2010 and last year's Spanish song. Azerbaijan, following an extension of their submission deadline to the 1st of February, there were also reports at the same time that broadcaster Iktimai already had a shortlist of 8 songs for Effendi. She is also returning from the 2020 cohort. Presumably any strong songs arriving before the new deadline are going to mean that they have a larger shortlist. There's a slight tweak to the voting for Dora, Croatia's national final. While the individual jury members will each award a traditional 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 down to a single point, the votes from the public will now be allocated on a percentage basis. So if an act gets 30% of the total televote, they'll get 30% of the available points. All those televote points will add up to the same number of points as the jury votes, so you still get your 50-50. This should mean that we will not see a tiebreak. It will be much more difficult to achieve, but in the event that there is, the winner of the public vote will lift the trophy. Even shorter news bursts from Cyprus. We have a date for the song. The artist of Elena Sagrino has already been selected. We already know the song title, El Diablo. And it will be debuted on the 24th of February. Finland. Now, Finnish broadcaster YLE is going to be broadcasting Sweden's Melody Festival and national final process throughout the weeks on YLE's TV1 channel. It's going to be delayed by a few hours. The same happened last year, and no doubt with the ability to make prime time entertainment shows compromised for pretty much every broadcaster in these curious times, the return of Melody Festival into late night Saturday TV was probably an easy call to make. Staying with broadcasts in other countries, this weekend is the selection for France on C'est vous qui décidez Day, as well as the domestic broadcast on France 2. It's also going to be available live on the TV5 Monde channel, which is available in many digital TV packages around the world. It'll also be streaming online as well, but if you're looking to tune into that, check your digital TV packages for details. In the Netherlands, the seven-strong panel that chose the song Grow for Jean-Yves Macri to sing on home soil has gathered again to choose the 2021 song. There's no word yet on what it is, but given they made an impressively correct selection last year, great things are expected. Norway, which of course is in the middle of its national final process, but has a lovely weekly cycle of acts for the next heats presented on Monday. They're then going to be singing on Saturday, and then they debut the direct-to-final song on the Friday before the Saturday. It just keeps the news wheel rolling over very, very quickly. Who we have going through the double jewel system this week? We have Ole Hertz, Dinier, Emmy and Big Daddy Karsten. And we got an interview with Karsten at ESC Insight over the week. So do head back to ESCinsight.com to have a read of that one. Each heat, as I said, also showcases one of the automatic qualifiers. This way, the song will be Feel Again from Kaya Road. Meanwhile, in Norway, discussions over which language to use in the final continue. Stavanger Kamerante have asked to sing in English, although last week's performance was in Norwegian, and Tix is still undecided whether to go English or Norwegian. The expectation is that however you get through, the winning song will be performed at the Eurovision Song Contest in English. Finally for MGP, it's been a busy week for them, hasn't it? They have confirmed that voting problems have hit older iPhone and Android users, meaning their votes have not been counted. Broadcaster NRK has stated that the number of votes cast would not have affected the outcome. And given that there were issues in the grand final last year over televoting, I suspect that software engineers will be getting a notification of more work in the very near future. Iceland. And as we know, for a while, Dafi Fair and Gamanjaman will be resenting Iceland in 2021, attempting to capture the lightning in a bottle for the second, arguably the third time if you look at his national final performances. As is now almost traditional for a highly anticipated Eurovision release, a broadcaster RUV are holding back the release of the new song until as late as possible, in this case March the 13th, a Saturday before the Heads of Delegation meeting and the submission deadline. It probably won't be the last Eurovision song released this year. I'm sure somebody will try and go later, but it will be amongst that last batch. With the internal selection of Daffy, RUV have been left needing to fill the Saturday nights where Songva Kepnen would traditionally run, and they're filming the slots on February the 27th and March the 6th with a documentary about the Green Jumper story so far. Leslie Roy, who's been selected to return for Ireland in 2021, has written on Twitter that the follow-up to last year's Story of My Life will be released in the first week of March, potentially the second. And that's about all we have, at least for Ireland. Italy, the Italian media have been, well, have been making it look like there's a lot of drama around Sanremo. And let's be fair, there probably is. But what's bubbled over this year, with the five-night show running in the first week of March, it's likely that the majority of COVID-19 restrictions in place just now would still apply in a few weeks' time. And that's going to have a bearing on the audience at the Ariston Theatre. According to reports from the music press and Italy's ANSA News, the big question is the Ariston Theatre a theatre while it's at Sanremo for the TV broadcast and it would come under the theatre rules, or is it a TV studio because it's going to be used for a TV production and then it would come under another set of rules? And there's a lot of backwards and forwards and politicians talking on and saying there's rules and rules and rules and stuff. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. And the story of San Remo, well, it's going to be a bit of a roller coaster. Spain, we're having a national final. RTVE, well, kind of a sort. Blas Cantó was selected to represent Spain by the aforementioned RTV after his entry in 2020. That song, Universo, Ashley Hinkland's song, as we mentioned Ashley earlier, that was internally selected for Cantó. Now, the Spanish public are going to choose between two songs. We don't have any more details on the songs yet or the date. All we know is it's going to be broadcast roughly in the middle of February. And finally, Sweden, with just over a week to go until the start of Melody Festivalen, the juggernaut of the selection show. Project manager and show producer Annette Brattstorm has discussed some of the precautions being taken by the team. This includes reducing the number of performers on stage down from 8 to 6 per act, matching the Eurovision rules. Nobody to be within 1.5 metres of each other while on stage. The potential of using rehearsal footage if a performance cannot happen live, and the simple fact that she and the team are noting that it would be difficult to go through the entire season, 6 weeks of Melody Festivalen, without anything happening at all. Melfest starts next Saturday, and that national final and all the others will keep you up to date here on the Insight News podcast. Right then, posting this weekend will be Matt Baker's interview with Big Daddy Karsten ahead of his appearance at Norway's MGP. And as always, you can stay subscribed. We'll have more podcasting next week, a weekly daily news bulletin. And we've got some stuff going up on Patreon as well with a preview podcast on Melody Festival with myself and Ben Robertson. As always, a shout out to those of you listening on the podcast radio. And if you're not, then you can dip into a huge range of shows and topics at thepodcastradio.co.uk or on your DAB radio in the UK. Europe's Heartbeat continues my look around the European music scene every week at europesheartbeat.com. New releases, chart hits, and some of the picks from the national final season. And you can listen to that live at 11 o'clock GMT every Saturday, radio6.com. And then again from the main website. Okay, diary-wise, Saturday, this weekend, semi-final in Lithuania, third heat in Norway, and it's the one-shot national final in France, C'est vous qui décidez. Day. Next weekend, of course, Lithuania will be there again for their grand final. It'll be the fourth heat in Norway, and it will be the opening of Melody Festival and with her first heat for Sweden. So, more building up. We'll actually, by this point next week, we will definitely have another Eurovision song. That will be from France. We may have some more released in the week. There may be news and dates and a lot more happening besides. So do pop back next week to the podcast and we'll keep you up to date with everything in the Eurovision Song Contest world. We'll look at it more in depth at our website, escinsight.com, where you can also support us, patreon.com/escinsight. But until then, as always, please stay safe. Please be kind to each other. Please keep washing your hands. Ta-ra for now. Some guitars, please. The ESC Insight News podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and Ellie Chalkley. Find out more at www.escinsight.com.